with a pledge of allegiance, if you'll join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag for the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So we'll call this special Harrogate Town Planning Commission meeting on August 18th, 2026 at 1 p.m. Call it to order. Anybody have a conflict of interest with any with the only agenda item?
No.
Okay. Then we'll go to item three. I'll take a motion to adopt.
I move that we adopt today's agenda.
Okay. I think I'll second it.
Okay.
Did you guys push record?
Yep. And Byron seconded. Okay, any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All in favor? Okay. So we do have three members of the Planning Commission here, and we need a minimum of three members to be a voting quorum. So we're in good shape. Okay. So our next agenda item is discuss and approve or deny a conditional use permit application by J.D. Roundy. So, Mr. Roundy, you will explain this to the group.
Yes. Basically, I need it for insurance purposes, but I just work for my son, and I'm an independent. I on his business, I come in as an independent contractor. And so I've had my own business for years. Put up when I was living in Mexico. So I went ahead and applied for all this stuff so he wouldn't have to pay insurance for me because I'm independent. And they said I couldn't do it unless I had a local business license. So I already have a business and the business license, but all I am is a consultant for him. I run errands and keep his books and things like that. That's all it is.
So no increase in traffic at the house, or
no,
just
well,
on your phone.
Me, I go fast. So that's it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Shall we take a vote?
Yeah, I think as long as it's, you know, just dedicated to your contracting. I think you had a couple of things listed on there.
So consulting, so he's helping guiding the sons along with the consulting.
Yeah.
The bookwork is making sure the bookwork is taken care of. Courier, I guess, is taking
running doing errands for him.
Yeah. And then it says sewing. So
occasionally my wife does some sewing and I've tucked it underneath that business name. But I figured I'd throw that in there.
Okay, too. So home based sewing, okay.
But as far as traffic, no, there's no
traffic.
There's no traffic.
Okay.
We would require off-street parking for customers. Okay.
I think you almost have as many cars as I got at my house. There's only two of them.
Everybody teases about being really a Ford dealer. Yeah. All the cars are Ford but one.
Oh, wow. I'm more of a GM dealership.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the classics.
Okay.
I don't have any.
Do you have any questions, Byron?
No. Now, if he'll get a license now, he'll be paying for it now. And then,
yeah, I guess, yeah, because it's business hours.
Then he'll be repaying again at the first of the year, right?
Yep. Uh-huh. That's how it works. So he would be paying the $15 for the business license fee, and then the what is it, 25?
It's 25 for the conditional use.
25. $25 for the conditional use, so a total of $40.
Oh, I only got the 15. I only got.
You're fine. We can't actually do it today until we get the mayor to sign it anyway, so mine will be tomorrow.
All right.
Okay. So, anyways.
It'll be soon.
Okay, so.
I move that we approve.
Okay, Kevin moves to approve it.
And again, I second.
Byron seconds. Any other discussion? Okay.
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? I guess I should.
Did you say aye?
I say aye. Okay, so approved. Okay, and our next one is public comments. Any public comments?
Yeah, I have one.
What's that?
Thanks, first off. I have to pick up the license tomorrow then is when I pick it up?
Well, we'll have to get in contact with the mayor and have him come and sign it. Because it has to be attested by Jane the clerk and the mayor.
Okay.
So, to be official.
I just have a deadline.
Yeah.
So when I have to.
How much longer do you have till next week?
I got a couple days.
Oh, okay.
I got more.
Oh, okay.
So I do have some time.
We'll call him as soon as we're all done.
Okay.
And or text him or something and see when he can come by and sign it. And then we'll hopefully.
I'll just check back with him tomorrow and 40 bucks.
Okay.
So when I went through the business part of our book here, it says to what was the word I used? Oh, display the license. That's something we haven't really ever talked about. But it says in there you should.
I think that'd just be on something like a retail or somewhere somebody would walk in.
Coming in and out.
Yeah. Okay. So they're gonna have he's gonna have that in his office.
Yeah. And nobody would see it.
Well, nobody would see it unless they went to the office. But,
okay.
We'll take me for example.
Yeah.
Where my landscaping and the farm, it's in my home office on the wall by the computer. And I have taken a picture, scanned it in, and so I have a little copy. So when we were doing all our installs and stuff like that, I would always have it in my wallet. So it's all. Or in my time logbook. So it always had it there. Now, for the butcher shop, it is on the wall in the office.
Okay.
It is on the table at the Cedar City Farmers Market.
Okay.
It is on the table at the Carolyn Farmers Market. It is displayed in both places. So, yeah.
So if there's no traffic, no customers, then it's.
Yeah.
I've got a stack of
it can be in,
that,
in a book somewhere.
Exactly. So that's but that's a good question to ask. I think that's very good. Because unless you're operating a business you wouldn't even think about that. But yes, thank you for asking that question.
Like the B&Bs and all those kind of things.
Yeah, and that has to be displayed too along with their and I think we had that listed in on the requirements.
Oh, okay. I know it was in here.
What?
There is one B&B in this town.
There's one license, one in this town.
Yeah.
We're going to say one.
Unlicensed?
Unlicensed, and then if there's a complaint, we'll have to.
Yeah, there probably won't be one.
Yeah. Because we can't do anything until there's a complaint.
Oh, really?
And once there's a complaint, then we can follow up. Then we can research.
So did you want to complain about something?
No, not at all. I hate getting people in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's just the way state law is.
Right.
Yeah, so we do have an RV park that, whether he likes it or not, and that's illegal, that's supposed to be being taken care of, I don't know. It's gone through the process, it's going through the process.
Is an RV park, you think? Where is it at?
It's like an exchange.
Somebody
gets to come and stay at his place, and then if he needs a place, he can go stay at their place.
Oh,
but
okay.
Still
an exchange.
So more like a timeshare?
Yeah, timeshare. Yeah. However, there's an exchange of goods and services and expectations of a service. So that, by Paragunas business definition, that's a business and it needs to be licensed and have...
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. It's not just cash. You can trade services, goods, whatever. And if they're paying a fee to a timeshare, that timeshare says the expectation is I'm going to use this property or this property or this property. So again, it's still, they're paying for a service. So.
Kind of like bartering.
Yeah.
Butter for pound of sugar.
Okay. Any other public comments? Okay. So our next meeting is next Wednesday night. We'll start with our normal stuff. Then we'll do our demolition ordinance hearing, and then public hearing, then we'll make a recommendation, whichever way we decide. And then the rest of the meeting will be our training, which will give us, we did training at the first of the year, at the end of last year. But it gives us our training hours. The Planning Commission is required to do 4 hours of training each year.
And this is all volunteer, right?
Oh, yeah. This is all volunteer.
What?
Oh, are you getting paid? You're getting paid?
He's getting 5 years back pay.
No, I bet he is. Oh, anyway, yeah.
20 years, probably. I don't know.
Those who are have-tos. We have to have them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have to have, by state law. Planning commissions are required now by state law.
And you got, this is a 5-member commission?
Yeah, 5-member, One is out, oh, I forgot to say, Chewy is excused, he's out of town this week. And Chris may be working and not able to come. So he was going to try, but if he, yeah. So.
How many of you are on the town council?
And mayor and 4 town board members, is that correct?
Are any of you guys on the town council?
No.
Well, yeah.
Marge is on the town board.
Marge is.
But I'm only a liaison. Well, she's not, yeah. You're not a voting member.
You're
just a liaison.
She's a liaison to the Planning Commission.
Right.
She's supposed to be the conduit that's.
To get the information.
Conduits.
Yeah.
You're the data center.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'll take it.
Do it again next week.
Well, I've got a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
I'll motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Okay. Byron, motion to adjourn.
Well, I'll second.
All right, thank you guys. I appreciate you doing this.
Me too, thanks.
Oh, I wrote it on the wrong one.
Put those back. Okay. Everybody enjoy the rest of your day.